Welcome to the Ascent Church Podcast. We hope this message from Pastor Jay Armalee inspires you to pursue God, equip people, and release hope.
You're getting a piece of paper. I want you to write out for me, nothing negative, zero, zilch, no negative today. What I'd like you to write out are some wins of 2023. Now, This feels like I've had a string of challenging years. The years have had some challenges with COVID and different things. But I'm amazed as a staff, as we took time and started to go, what are the wins of 2023? I was absolutely amazed at how many things we were able to write on the chalkboard. There are more wins in your life than you realize. The enemy just wants us to focus on the negative. He loves to do that. And by nature, we love to focus on the negative. The negative is way more exciting at times to talk about than the positive. But how many have wins in 2023? So as you're writing, let me tell you a few. I already mentioned, I think seeing Andrea have a baby was one of the greatest joys of 2023. That was so amazing to watch, really, a woman and a man, Ryan and Andrea, begin to go, we're going to have faith for a child. Even though we've been on medication and epilepsy and all that, we're going to have faith for a child. And then I remember the day that we had Karen and Krista pray because of the miracle birth that they've had. I think it was like 2 weeks later she was pregnant. So if you want to get pregnant, we know who to have pray for you. So if you don't, that's why they may not come to you, because they don't want hands laid on them. So that was a miracle. That was a miracle. I'm blessed to watch Zach here every week and just pressing in. It's amazing. Amen. Let me give you a few others just as you're writing some of your own wins. Last year, this idea that maybe the season was over for the Lazarus for us, you know, as Pastor Gary wrestled, was that it? What, Lord, would you do? We don't want to see this be lost, this building, this ministry. We don't want to see it lost. What could you do? Little did we know that Parkwood was looking for an opportunity to get back downtown. And this idea that they could get back downtown, they could buy the building off of us, but they can continue a ministry into that area happened. And so this incredible win happened. The win of them buying our building, the win of them getting back downtown, the win of them continuing a ministry and beginning to partner with other ministries because they have resources that we didn't have. It's like kingdom wins. Well, that should have had a better response. Like, seriously, that's kingdom wins. You know, it may be like, well, that was in our hands. No, it's kingdom, because it's in their hands, and they have more people. They had like 100 people sign up to volunteer in their first opportunity, because they have 1,500 people that go to their church. That's amazing. And the beautiful thing is they've said at any time, come on down and help us out. Come for a tour. So that means Judy and Jill, they can walk in the building without any responsibility but still do ministry. That's a win. That money that we received, we're not leaking. We've had a lot of rain lately. We're not leaking because we got a new roof. That parking lot with the potholes that you had to avoid every Sunday is now a full parking lot. Plus, we got our side done and we got a driveway out to our shed. Those are all wins because of God's goodness and them buying that building. That's amazing. We changed the name from Antioch to Ascent. It was time for a change. And that just happened so smoothly, although we say the name once in a while, and I just gave you cards that will once again trigger the name Antioch. But we are Antioch Christian Ministries still as an umbrella, but this is Ascent Church, because we want to take people, we want to help them climb higher. And how many know that in the Bible, the presence of God and God is always the mountain of the Lord? Mount Zion. So we want to take people and teach them how to climb higher, not because we're all that in a bag of chips, because God is amazing. We want to help people get there. Amen. That's just a few off the top of my head. I have a whole slew of them. What are some of your wins of 2023? You could say I'm still alive. That's a win. Honestly, that is a win for some people. We sold the house on this property. We severed that, which took a while. We paid off our mortgage. Woohoo! We had a big, okay, we're gonna work on our celebration. We paid off the mortgage. Come on. That was a big mortgage with a high, not a high rate, but we were locked into big payments that were really challenging for us. So we were able to pay that off. We now have a much, much smaller mortgage we retook out for the rest of the parking lot, but it is so much easier to manage than what we were in. So God was able to unlock that for us, and the bank was beautiful to work with. Just going to give you a few more here. The parking lot, we said, the roof, the new name. We paid all our bills as a ministry in 2023. Never stopped one bill and continue to bless all our missionaries. That is awesome. We had new families join. We had people returning. We had the baby, Zach's health. Young adults is growing. We had our first Christmas party fellowship. We were able to eat together. That was awesome. And those are just the ones that we quickly wrote down. So what are your wins? And if you don't think you have one, you do. I guarantee you have wins. Because God is still good, amen? God is still doing things. What I want you to do is take an opportunity just to look at these wins. Now, going into 2024, I spent some time. I said, Lord, it's not that I need to have wins, but I was asking the Lord, what do you want for 2024? Because a year flies by, doesn't it? Sometimes if we're not intentional in all the things that we do, it's kind of like, how many know that you can have a Christmas gathering and have little intentionality in that gathering because you're so busy? It's just crazy busy how quickly the flow of the day could go. People, you bring them into your house, you hang up their jackets, you make sure they have drinks, you get the table, you make sure it's ready, you know, the food's cooking, you're here, you're there. Hey, how you doing? Good. I'm glad you could come. And you're doing the meal, and you know, then you gotta start cleaning up. And before you know it, you're like, man, I'm so glad to have everybody here, but I just wish I would have had a little more time with everybody. Or I wish I could have had a really intentional conversation with that person. We have to be intentional. So I want us to be intentional about 2024. Raise your hand if you had a win in 2023 as you're finishing up. If you didn't have a win, please let us, I will help you find a win because I know you did. But today, I want to talk about the word full. How many want to be full? Fully filled. It's interesting when I began to look at that word, it's interesting how messages go. As I started my message, it began to tweak over the 24 hours. And this morning, it really began to tweak. And I'm glad the Lord began to tweak it and kind of helped me word it in a different way. Let me share some scriptures because I came to the conclusion, maybe you've never thought of this, but did you know that there's not one part in scripture that I can find in the New Testament that says partial Holy Spirit? Not really. There's no moment where a small portion of the Holy Spirit came upon someone or, you know, a little bit of this and a little bit of that and then this happened. Most things, I'll give you a few scriptures. Just read them off. You don't have to turn to them. You can write them down if you want. Ephesians 3:19 says, to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Aren't you thankful it doesn't say you may be half full with some of the presence of God? It says filled with all the fullness of God. So how many know Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Raise your hand. How many have ever said, Holy Spirit, would you come into me and fill me? Raise your hand. Do you know that you have the fullness of God living in you? Often we think, well, I need more of God, less of me. I think we just need to function more with the Holy Spirit and allow him to have his way more in us. It's not about, Lord, I think it's good to always ask for more. There's nothing wrong with that. And I think the Lord loves that because I can show you scriptures where they cried out for more. But all I can see is that he fills us with fullness. Acts 13:52, and the disciples were filled with joy with the Holy Spirit. So let me stop here for a second. That word filled actually means, I'll read it just, you know, to make sure, to make full. It's a hard definition, isn't it? Fill means to make full. Put as much as can be held into something, right? So when you fill a bucket, it's not half full, it's full. It's usually actually, to get to full, you have to almost overflow a little bit, don't you? So he's saying in Acts, he wants us to be filled with joy. How many would like to be filled with joy in 2024? At least a little more. I've been finding ourselves, we've had some good moments of laughter in the last 24 hours, just weird, funny things. I thought, it's good to laugh. When you've been through maybe a hard week or a long month or whatever, it's just like good, hearty laughs. Not that little snicker, that laugh where you almost start to choke on your laughter. You're crying. When's the last time you had a good cry laugh? Has it been a while? I had a funny moment to myself today. You know, these gadgets that we get are supposed to make our life easier. I have more women's names in my house now than ever before. I walk into my living room and I say, Alexa, no, Echo, whoever you are, turn on my lights, please. And the funny thing is that one day I said, Echo, lights on. And I didn't know they communicate with each other. Women communicate. Because I have an Amazon in one room, I have an Echo in another room, there's an Alexa upstairs, like, because we have to give them different names, so they communicate. So I went to Echo that's in the living room, I said, lights on, and nothing happened. Echo, lights on, nothing happened. Little did I know, at 5 a.m, the lights were coming on in my room with Krista sleeping. She was probably wondering why the lights were going on and off. Echo, lights on. So now I'm like, Echo, family room lights on, so they come on, Echo. You can whisper to these things too, and they whisper back. Have you tried that? It's really creepy. You go, Echo, lamp on. And she goes, lamp on. It's really weird. So I was doing that kind of all morning. Then I walked upstairs, and I literally didn't know how to turn on a light switch. I'm like, what? Light switch. It's supposed to make our life easier, but it doesn't always. I was going to call out my other device, Krista. That couch, we have new couches, they're comfortable. I just wanted to make you laugh a little bit. She's smiling, so. Oh, just a couple more. Matthew 5:6, blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. Philippians 1:11, being filled with the fruits of righteousness, which are by Jesus Christ to the glory and praise of God. That's interesting that we are filled with the fruits of righteousness. I believe that seed is lying dormant within us. All the gifts of the Spirit, because the Spirit is within us, so those seeds are lying dormant. Maybe we just need to call on those seeds to bear fruit. If you have anger, oh, I thank you for the seed, the peace that is in me. I'm full of peace. Amen. Luke 2:40 says, and the child grew and became strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. Luke 4:1, then Jesus being filled with the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness. And then Acts 2:4 says, and they were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues. What's the point? Jesus did what he did because he was filled with the Spirit. And Acts says that we are now filled with the Spirit. So how many want to be full in 2024? Yes. How many want to be full of it? Full of the Spirit. So what I want to talk about four things that I would love to be fully filled in. Four things. And I believe this will begin to set the stage for us as a ministry in 2024. I began to just ponder, Lord, like what as a ministry, what as a the church of God, what is it that you want us to do? What do you want us to be full in? And I don't look at it as a new mission. I know what our mission is. God gave it to us. The mission has never changed. You know that, right? The mission has never changed. Go ye into all the world and make disciples of the nations. That's been the mission from the get-go. That's the one of the last things he said. Go and make disciples. I made you disciples. Now you go make disciples. And they will make disciples. And that's how Christianity has spread. It's a beautiful thing. All right, fully, number one. I would love for you and I to be fully you, fully me. I believe, started a while back, and it's such a good thing, and I was pondering how many good things can sometimes go on track, but I really believe for us in 2024, there's gonna be a breakthrough in identity of who you are. How many would love to be fully you? I know a lot of people say that they're fully them, and I have said that I'm fully me. How many have ever said, I'm a child of God? I am fully adopted. Now, I love that. That is totally 100% true. How many know that you could be saying that and living in absolute insecurity at the same time? And I think sometimes we have to scratch our heads. I don't know if you ever do, but I do. I'm like, I fully think I'm a child of God, but why do I fully live with this insecurity? And I believe God wants us to have breakthrough, to be fully you. Turn to your neighbor. That means fully you and fully me. I'm going to be me. You be you. Don't be me, because there's only one of me. I'm amazed. I got twins growing up. I watched them. I couldn't even get their names straight at times. We marked them up as babies. Every once in a while, they're like, are you sure you didn't get us backwards with their names? I'm like, I don't know. The one day, they gave us these bracelets. And I remember the one day, they're like, they're both here. I'm just going to put that one there and that one there. I'm sure I got them on the right one. Thank you, Lord. I had them on the right one. We had pajamas on. We knew. Megan's like, maybe I'm really Aaron. But I'm amazed. They are twins. They're not identical that you think they are. But even as close as they are so different. They have their own personalities, their own desires, their own likes. One of them likes country more than I'd prefer. The other one, my kids, you know, it's not fair that my kids have to sit here because they have to be, no, you can, I'm just joking. They get to hear all these things. My kids are absolutely amazing, and they bless me and blow me away all the time. It's just fun to pick on them once in a while. To be fully you, I'm going to read because I wrote this and I can't even say it as well, I don't think, as what I wrote. Fully you, this is what I love to see, exchanging a false identity for the true you. I would love for everybody in 2024 to get closer to their true identity than ever before. I believe all of us live with desires and things. We would maybe want to sing louder if we could. We would love to do this or do that. And there's something, you know, free means that there are no blockages, no things in the way. You can fully be you. But so often that trueness inside of us gets blocked by fears and insecurities. And then we could say, I'm a child of God, I'm adopted, and he loves me, absolutely. But there's something deeper knowing who you are and who you are called to be. And when you find that freedom, it's incredible. I am walking proof of what that looks like, because when I was growing up, I would almost throw up to give a speech. Like, seriously, to give a speech in school was like, shoot me might be easier. I don't know. It came to plays. I can't remember what grade we started plays, but I was the guy that, like, lights, that's me. And I got the light job. You know, the lights in the back, we'd have these big knobs, big things to switch on the lights. And then at one point I had to have a line, and I had one line. And I remember, like, literally having anxiety over that one line. So what does God do? He makes me into a preacher. I also remember, I have no idea where this lie got embedded into me, but I remember somebody once saying, you can't sing. I was in grade school. That lie, that false seed got planted into me. And so for a long time, I never wanted to sing. And here I am called to lead worship. I was also born deaf. That's a miracle. If you don't know it, God totally healed me. So here I'm born deaf. He totally heals me. And then plants the seed. I had a desire to be in a band. I think I've told you this. U2 was already taken, so we came up with the name Us Three, which we later found out that was taken as well. So then when the band dismantled, we were sitting around in the cafeteria. This is like grade 9. We're like, well, let's make a band. None of us play instruments. Well, let's pick instruments. So I picked drums. I thought that'd be cool. I'd love to be a drummer. Eventually, I ended up learning how to play the drums. God has seeds within you. He has desires within you. Little did I know that I'd lead worship one day. But I'll tell you, that seed that that person planted was a barrier for years. So here I have, you know, I ended up leading the worship team. They asked me to lead the worship team. I'm like, I'm the drummer. What do you want me to lead the worship team for? And yet that desire was there. But for me to be fully who I was called to be, I had to break through all these barriers. And I thank God for his mercy and his grace that when I slowly began to figure out who I was, those barriers began to break. but I still have barriers that keep me from things. So I believe in 2024, he wants us to be fully us. I wrote this, to be deeply secure in our identity as children of the King of Kings, not just in theory, but lived out reality, but to also be secure in our purpose as individuals to know the very reason why you were created, to exchange any lie and false self we live in so we can embrace our true identity. This is what I wish for 2024, that we'd be secure in who you are, to understand your purpose, to discover the lies and false self that hinder you from being fully you. How many would love to see that happen in 2024? I would love more. I would see, I don't think I'm fully there. But if the Bible promises me fullness, I want to be full. Right? I think of David. David, who is tending sheep, and they come, you know, Samuel comes to anoint him king, goes through all the brothers. He's not even invited there. Finally, do you have another son? So they go and they get David. I wonder what that must have been like. Well, we actually have stories about what that must have been like, because he gets anointed king and then runs for years. And I think part of what God was doing was making him a king in his heart before he ever became a king on the throne. Because it is messy when you become a king or somebody that has rulership, and it's messy inside your heart. It looks like things like trying to do things to become famous or to make everything work when it's really not security inside of you, it's insecurity. Let's be fully us, amen? I'm gonna put up a screen. I don't want you to read with me until you've read it. If you could put up the screen that says, I have been planned. This comes from Psalms 139, 14 to 17. I will read the scripture while they're getting it up. I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, and that my soul knows very well. It's funny how we can read this scripture, we can believe this scripture, but we can still not like ourselves. Isn't that interesting? Anybody else ever battle with that? I don't like me. Well, but I believe that this word is true, and I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. God don't make junk. Come on. Do we have that? I have been planned. It's one of the first ones. If we could get that up. Nope. It starts with, I have been planned. There you go. Read that with me. Not read it with me. Read it. And then if you agree, we're going to read it together. This is a declaration. How many agree with that? Let's make a declaration. Ready? I have been planned, desired, and born for a purpose since the creation of time. My heavenly Father knows my name and desires to meet fully in all he has made me to be. My prayer for you is 2024, you will fully become aware of who you are, and we're going to speak into that in the near future. And I believe right here, God is going to reveal to people their true identity. How many believe that he can do that? Because I'm going to invite the Holy Spirit to show up, and I'm going to invite him to begin to show us what we are truly created for, because in your DNA, you were created for something. I have realized for so long, this is a little bit of a journey that I went on in 2023. I wrote a bunch of things down. I realized one of the things that I am is a builder. I love to create and I love to build. So that's why when like the parking lot and different things, it's just, oh man, it gets me going to design and build. And it's my daughter's actually in interior design. Sometimes these things, they run through your bloodlines. How many are builders? You love to build. It's awesome. Okay. So that's what I want you to be fully you. Second one, how many want to be fully free? So I believe part of what I'm going to talk about here, and you may wonder what I mean by fully free. I'll explain it. I believe it's hard to be fully free until you know how to be fully you. Okay? One of the things that we are going after right away is, and it was beautiful today. Thank you, worship team, Shane, for bringing us into that. But it was great to hear voices worshiping. Could you hear voices today? The voices in the room anyway. We were worshiping corporately. It was awesome. So this is what I want. So the first one was free, fully you, exchanging a false identity for the true you. The second one is fully free to be conduits of heaven, bringing heaven to earth. To be conduits of heaven. A conduit is something that it runs through. God wants us to be conduits so heaven can run through us to earth. But it's interesting, he has made a pathway for these things. It's not by chance. He's made a pathway. He absolutely has designed it. It's not even a mystery to go, well, how does this work? He actually explained it. Let me give you an idea. You know these scripture verses, Psalm 22, verse 3. But you are holy, enthroned in the praises of Israel or your people. He is enthroned in the praises of his people. It means to place on a throne. That's what enthroned means. You are placed on the throne as your people praise you. Remember that. The other one we know so well, Psalm 100 verse 4 says, enter his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name. We have two core things here, that he is put on the throne with praises and we enter the courts with thanksgiving in our hearts. We enter his gates with thanksgiving, the courts with praise. So I'm just going to really talk about this quickly. A lot of you know this, but we forget it, that how many know when the king shows up, things change? Did you know that? When the King of Kings truly shows up, now we know he shows up when we praise him, but I mean when he walks into the room, lives can be radically transformed. You may not see it happening, but something happened right here. I remember the day that Andrea stood here and Karen and Krista prayed over her womb. How many could see anything happening? I couldn't see anything happening. But they were praying. I don't even know if Andrea shed a tear or not. I don't know if you guys shed a tear. But all I know is that she has a baby. The king showed up and something happened. Not only does she have a baby, they have a stinking cute baby, a healthy baby. Like, it didn't have the effects of all the treatment that she's had, all the drug that's gone through her body because of the epilepsy. That baby is healthy and whole, right? But the kingdom showed up, and if we didn't know because of the result, nobody would even know. But the kingdom showed up. How does the kingdom show up? Well, we do know two things that are really important. God is put on the throne with the praises of his people. We want him to show up, so if we want him to show up, we need to enthrone him with our praises. Are you following me? Praise is a verbal thing. Praise is not an internal, I'm going to think about it. Go through Psalms and read the shouts. Read through the singing. Read through, like, it is a verbal thing. So a lot of times, and this is what I really want you to get into, understand. Soaking in the presence of God is for us. As I soak, and that's so important. I put soaking music on. I had music on this morning. I just soaked in I was just like, Lord, I'm just listening, taking you in. That is for us. But praise and worship is for others. Now that may sound weird. It's for him and it's for others because we want him to come and be enthroned on our praises so the king can do what the king needs to do. But if we just sit and soak, it's a different form. I want to teach on that because I feel like the enemy's trying to rob, and it's like, I want to get back to praise. I feel like the Lion of Judah needs to come out in 2024. It doesn't mean we need to all scream. It's not that. It's like, Lord, I want to get my praise back on because the word tells me that when I praise you, you are enthroned. You get put on the throne, I believe, literally enthroned on earth so you can do what you need to do. It's totally different than just watching worship. We've had it, and Shane can tell you, there can be good things happening up here, and it feels like there's a curtain. And you're like, I'm not sure what's happening out here, but we're having a good time up here. Why don't you guys join us? That's what it's felt like. We've had practices where, like, we're so excited. But I've come to realize that it takes people to join in with us because it's just entertainment then. You're watching us. You following along? Fully you, fully free. I want to read it. We are passionate free worshipers who know how to enter his gates with thanksgiving and praise and encounter his presence with worship and adoration. We love the Father and we know he takes delight in the praises of his people. He's not concerned with the sound quality of your voice, nor are people around you, because you are secure and on the same journey. I said fully free because, you know, how often we're like, I don't want to really sing because I don't like my voice and people around me. God created your voice to sing to him. Not feel like singing today. Oh, but he deserves the praise. Sure, he didn't feel like going to the cross. We have the understanding that it is only when the king is in the room, like I said, that things change. And the king comes into the room through the praises of his people. He inhabits the praises of his people, and worship sets up a throne for him to rule and reign in that moment. Did you catch that? He inhabits the praises of his people, and worship sets up a throne for him to rule and reign in that moment. All right. Can you put up the slide that says, I love my king? I'll read it. You guys read it. Just in your head, and then we'll read it together. I love my King and Savior, and I'm so grateful I can enter into his presence anytime. I stand amazed that my worship brings heaven to earth and creates opportunities for people to encounter God around me. How many believe that? A couple hands went up. Well, hopefully more hands and mouths too. So let's say it together. I love my King and Savior, and I am so grateful I can enter into his presence anytime. I stand amazed that my worship brings heaven to earth and creates opportunities for people to encounter God around me. How many would love to be fully free to see God move through them through their worship in 2024? I would. So what do we have? Fully you, fully free. The number three is fully filled. This is really a big one for me because I have wrestled with this at times. How many really want to be fully filled, honestly? I want to be fully filled with the presence of God. One of the greatest errors that I have made, maybe you've made this with me. In Genesis, the very beginning, God created two trees. Very clearly, he said, do not eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Eat of life. We live in a world of information. I've talked about this many times. But I have begun to realize, and I come back to it, and then I get free of it, and I come back to it. I have come to realize that so often our pursuit of being filled is actually a knowledge pursuit. We think if we can read more, another book, a better revelation, that somehow we'll have breakthrough. But I have, like I said, I wrestle with this when I get convinced, and then I can fall back into that trap. But I am convinced that spending time with the intimate one, with the one that is life, is actually the filling that we need. So often we're trying to do it through knowledge, and he said, that is not the tree I even want you to eat of. Now again, it doesn't mean that we become stupid, but I have watched in the last 4 years more people go down rabbit holes on YouTube and end up in some weird place when they would have been better putting on a song and worshiping. Because knowledge will never, ever get you there. And you may think that you have come to the knowledge, but I'll tell you that there's always another story out there. There's another avenue out there. There's another conspiracy out there. There's another, and there will be later on. It'll never end. But he is the one that will fill us. You following me? It's getting really quiet. Fully filled is connected to the spirit of life and overflowing. Life over the desire for knowledge. Knowledge of a subject will never compare to the experience of the spirit. I'll read that again. Knowledge of a subject will never compare to the experience through the spirit. You can read a book. You could have that understanding. But I'll tell you, you can live for years with that never coming into fullness. But you can have somebody... just thought of you, Bruce. You know, you were having your own challenge with back, I don't know how many years ago. And instead of your, you know, I'm sure your pastor prayed for you, but instead your pastor went, hey, come on up, let's pray for people. And he's like, I want to be prayed for. Yeah, well, we'll do that too, but let's have you pray for people. You could read 100 books on prayer and you can read 100 books on healing, but I'll tell you, you said things came alive when you began to pray for people. So often we want to read, we want to try to, if I could fully understand, but maybe we just need to be fully filled and go, Lord, I believe I am fully filled, therefore I'm going to step into it. Don't you watch kids pray? Kids don't have all those barriers that we have. I always go back to, I can't remember who it was that prayed over Pastor Rod because he had that sty on his eye. And their prayer was something like, Lord, this is icky. Remove it. Something like that. And it fell off. Maybe we need a little more of that prayer. A little less of, Thou Father in heaven. It's too much Gandalf inside of us and King James. Maybe we just need to go, God. Like there are a few people I know, I love listening to them pray because they're talking to their dad. And you know they're talking to their dad. They're not talking to Thou, Thee, O Lord. They're like, God, Dad, you see this situation. And I know it breaks my heart, so I know it breaks. And you're just like, oh, this, like, you know your father. And that's what people actually want to hear. When you're in a store and they hear the compassion of the Father coming out of you and you're praying for them, first of all, I know the kingdom's there. Second of all, the Father's heart is touching them and they are being introduced to the Father that they've always dreamed of that God was like. It's powerful. Through the Spirit, we can be fully, this is just a few of them, fully filled with love, hope, peace, joy, power, compassion, and wisdom. Romans 15, 13, now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. It's my favorite scripture. Those words are like overflowing, more than enough, be filled. And by whom? The Spirit of God. The Spirit is life. So literally when he said, don't eat of the tree, the knowledge of good and evil, but eat of life. In the New Testament, we would say, but eat and partake of the Spirit of God, who is life. Amen. Bill Johnson said it this way. I love this. Jesus did not say, my sheep will know my book. It is his voice that we are to know. Why the distinction? Because anyone can know the Bible as a book. The devil himself knows and quotes scriptures, but only those whose lives are dependent of the person of the Holy Spirit will consistently recognize his voice. Isn't that good? Jesus said, my sheep will know my voice. Put up that I am choosing slide, and then I have one more. I'll close up. I am choosing. My prayer for 2024, I'm choosing to come close to the one who can fully fill me. Hope, joy, peace, love, power, and much more are not a result of more knowledge and understanding, but are found and developed through intimately and abiding with the Holy Spirit of the living God. Take out that word, and when you say it. How many believe that? How many want to see that for 2024 in a deeper way? Yes, let's do it. I am choosing to come close to the one who can fully fill me. Hope, joy, peace, love, power, and much more are not a result of more knowledge and understanding, but are found and developed through an intimately abiding with the Spirit of the living God. I didn't even follow my own rules. I put the and back in. Okay, to be fully you. To be fully free, to be fully, what was the last one? Filled, thank you. And this is another key one that I get really passionate about, to be fully aware. You would be fully you, fully free. Amen? What's the third one? Fully filled, to be fully aware. I say it this way, we are ambassadors of Christ. In the Old Testament, they were kings and priests. The kings ruled and reigned. The priests were the connection from heaven to earth. But Jesus came and changed all that. But we are still ambassadors. We are ambassadors of Christ, kingdom-minded, mission-focused. We are ambassadors of Christ, kingdom-minded, mission-focused. If there's anything I could see changed in 2024, this is one of the ones I would love to see changed, because I've begun to see that churches, we didn't mean to, but somehow we've made people into consumers and not producers. God never wanted consumers. He wanted kingdom-minded producers. It goes back to the knowledge. You could be a disciple and just go to school, but a disciple, a good teacher, would never just want you to go to school. They want you to learn and then get out there and use it. And most of the time that you're actually learning by using, you're out there on the front lines. But so often we have, you know, I'm watching, I love, my daughter goes to college, and I love the fact that they're like, I remember her coming home with interior design, and like the first week she's got this full bag of stuff, and it was the same with Aaron for dental assisting. They come home from college and they are like hands-on first day. I couldn't believe it. They're looking for volunteers. I'm like, you just started. What do you just put something in my mouth? You know, they were like, let's do it. You're gonna learn on the run. As opposed to university, where I sat for 4 years and I'm like, I just want to do something with this. I am so overflowing, but I never had a chance to do anything with it. God wants us to be like, hey, you're filled with me. Let's go. I don't know how to pray. We'll worry about that as we pray. Actually, you won't even have to worry about it, because just pray whatever, because I'm going to lead you. It's going to be okay. Now, there are things that we need to learn. And obviously reading the word is important. My point is, what I'm trying to say is, so often we sit and we sit and we sit. We consume. And then we're like, well, I don't know if I want to go to that church anymore because they don't play the songs that I like. Church was never meant to be about that. Like, we have gotten it so backwards. We're supposed to be making disciples that will go change the world. And often we're like, I don't know if I just want, I'm just gonna go look for another church. I gave you that stat, didn't I? 96% of church growth is church transfer. 4% is from people actually getting saved. That broke my heart when I heard that, but I knew it was true. I'm like, Lord, I want from here on in to go, let's see people get saved and celebrate every time someone, I want them to come in and be like, who's God? Like, Father who? Abraham? What? Like, I don't need somebody coming in that can tell me every Bible story. They just left the other church because they didn't like something about it, but now they're here. Because you know what's going to happen, right? They're going to leave our church because they don't like something about us eventually, because if you're looking for the perfect church, keep on looking. What I believe is God calls people here to fulfill the mandate that God has on this church. And I believe every church has a mandate. Every church has a mission. Every church has a flair. Every church has a calling. And I believe he brings people in to be family together to see this mission happen. That's what I believe with all my heart. And people are like, well, what are we going to do? Well, this is what we're going to do. I'm going to train you to walk in the Spirit of God. And then you're going to go to work. What do you mean I'm going to go to work? What's the mission trip? Work. Grocery store. The theater. Your neighbor. The person that I bought a bell phone from yesterday, as I sat there, and it's just amazing. Sometimes you don't need to say anything. We never got into the gospel, but I love when just God begins to work as this person's doing things and throwing in rebates for me. And at the very end, he's like, well, I shouldn't do this, because I'm like, you're closing, but I need to transfer all my information. I probably shouldn't say this online. But he's like, you know what? Because they were buying the phone off me. So he already gave me the money for the phone, but he's like, I trust you for some reason. Take the phone home, do what you need to do, and make sure you bring it back tomorrow. Don't tell anybody. I just told everybody online. As I'm walking, he's like, just make sure you bring the phone back. But it was interesting to see how, like, there is this connection of trust. I can only say it was God. Because the guy was so genuine, so awesome, so nice. And I'm like, heaven is here right now. He is working. Jesus is working on my behalf, even for a phone. And if I didn't take notice, I wouldn't be aware of it. But everywhere you go, when you begin to understand, I am full of the Spirit of God, and he is working everywhere I go, then you just try to become aware of it. Pastor Gary said it earlier. There's times I'm oblivious and God's like, hello, you missed an opportunity, but we'll try it again. But what if we became aware in 2024, fully aware that he's not using me because I did something bad. He's actually ready to use me any time of the day. I just need to be aware of it and look for it. Amen? We are created to be producers and not consumers. We are created for a purpose and a mission. Jesus said to go into all the world and make disciples of all the nations. The local church is a family of missionaries and apostolically focused people. Did you get that? We're a family of missionaries and we are apostolically minded. Apostolically means you are sent ones to go. That's what it means. We are called to influence the surrounding area and the areas God has given them influence over. So this is our surrounding area, Essex County, but we also have influence in Ghana. We have influence in Haiti. We have influence where God's given us influence. We don't gather on Sundays as a club. Please listen, and I'm going to close. We don't gather on Sundays as a club for insiders. What does it look like for insiders? We know what to do. We know where to take our kids. We know where the bathrooms are. We know how to give an offering. Outsiders come in and they're clueless. We think, why? They should know. No, they've never been here. We don't gather on Sunday for a club for insiders, but as a destination for those that are being drawn by God for more. So get this, we are prepared and ready to serve the needs of those that walk through the door as they are the mission. We are not. I want you to begin to think, when I come to church, I'm on mission. The beautiful thing is we get to be blessed while we're doing it. But it's like, who is coming through the doors? Who can I bless? Who can I love on? Now, we don't want to overwhelm them and freak them out. But saying hello is a good thing. Amen? Although some may be called to travel to foreign nations, 95% of the missional work we will be everywhere we go, our work, the grocery store, and everyone we come in contact with. Okay, put the last one up. I am filled. We will close with this. I am filled, focused, and prepared to serve those that are seeking God. I have the privilege and honor of being part of God's mission and desire on the earth. I am his hands and feet and an ambassador for his kingdom, and I desire to represent him well. Can we believe in that? All right, let's say it together. Why don't we stand as we close? We'll say this declaration. Here we go. I am filled, focused, and prepared to serve those that are seeking God. I have the privilege and honor of being part of God's mission and desire on the earth. I am his hands and feet and an ambassador for his kingdom, and I desire to represent him well. Amen? Amen. So, Lord, I thank you for 2024 that's upon us. We don't know the challenges we'll face, nor do we understand all the victories that we will see. But Father God, I thank you that you are walking with us and you will fill us and you will equip us. Lord, as we go into this coming year, Lord, I do pray that we would become fully aware of who we are, that we would be fully filled and free so we can run with all that you've called us to do. And Lord, I thank you for the love and the family that we are, that we can begin to see your kingdom come upon this earth and fulfill the fatherly prayer of our Father. May your kingdom come upon this earth. So Lord, we thank you. We said it. We thank you for the privilege of being your hands and your feet upon here. We thank you that we are ambassadors, that we serve you and represent you, the King. So we say, help, Lord, for 2024. Lord, I pray you bless everyone here. I bless them as a father of the house. I pray you bless them as a closing of a year. I pray you bless the beginning of their year. I pray you bless their families, their relationships tonight as they gather, if they do. I pray you keep people safe, protect them with the blood of Jesus. Now, Lord, may we go charged knowing that we are fully filled with you. In Jesus' name, amen, amen.
Thanks for listening to our podcast. If you'd like to learn more about Ascent, you can visit our website at ascentchurch.ca.